Dr. Kellis, I've seen so many clients, including myself, that have been helped so much with Rhizotrine. How does that work?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Nobody knows exactly how it works. The key to science, of course, is that it's reproducible, not that it's understandable. That's arrogance. And so what you really do is you say, why is that working? Well, one of the strongest sources of B vitamins, in fact, so strong that health food stores use rice bran to make their B vitamins. So they're selling you pills that are rice bran. Well, why not just take the powder and get the whole thing? Why not? We keep trying to isolate it into a little piece so we can sell it more, and that's crazy. But what it does is it gives the highest source of vitamin B1, for example, known. And when you give B1, B1 is what helps your body process sugar. So you take it, and it does very well. What happens if you're low on B1? If you take white rice, for example, it has no B1 in it. It's high carbohydrate. You can get a disease called beriberi, which they get over where they're eating rice all the time. And beriberi essentially is a name that comes from that area that means tired, fatigued. And why are you fatigued? Because you're not handling the blood sugar properly. And what it does in the beginning is it causes hypoglycemia. And then later on, it can go to diabetes. Not only that, but the rice bran also has the ability to take the tocotrienols and protect your arteries and all that stuff from the degenerative diabetic type problems that you have with circulatory things. So that's huge.